Hey, good night, good night, good evening, good morning, good things where you are, wherever you are. This is Poetic Time on the Wagwan Show, the last show for the year, and it's a shame we can't see each other live. I can't ruin Facebook and the things that they're going on, you know. But at the same time, you know, we gotta have the best of times that we have, because this is the last Wagwan Show for the year. I think later on, my honored will etiquette Miss Janet on the Move Lumbee should be joining us. So, I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna give you what I got. This is Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show, the last one for 2021, and we're going to make it nice. Ring out 2021 really, really nice. We're not going to leave you feeling cold, because I know some people, like the ones in Canada, are feeling the cold right now. A lot of talking, but that's what it is. I'm going to keep you warm for the rest of the evening with all kind of things, all kind of talk, all kind of news and reviews. And everything, just like the way we're going to go into 2022. Okay? This is a cobweb hat, man. I do. You get me wrong.
DC, Magna Hood. Tocando as piores pedras do planeta.
Look above the DJ Magna Hood. Rock a massacrador. DJ Magna Hood. E sua sequência massacradora.
You get me wrong. And now you want to get back in my life. It's raining cats and dogs. Oh yeah. And some
look
people
still DJ Magno Cor, Magno Cor. O garoto fera da sequência.
Porridge hot. Beef porridge cold. Beef porridge in the pot. Come on, save yourself. You want to take away all my fun. You give me six for a night. You want me to do your
thing, your massacrador, DJ Magno Hood, e sua sequência massacradora.
Nobody wants to go to hell.
Beef, imagine the words. Tocando as melhores pedras do planeta.
Beef, porridge, cold. Beef, porridge in the pot. Come and save yourself.
Look above the DJ Magno Hood. Magno Hood, o garoto fera da sequência. No comando, DJ Magno Hood, rock a massacrador. DJ Magno Hood, e sua sequência massacradora.
You did me wrong. And now you want to get back in my life. It's raining cats and dogs. Beef porridge hot. Beef porridge cold. Beef porridge in the pot. Come on, save yourself.
Look, Amanda, DJ
you want
Magno
to
Hood.
Give me your bonbon. You want to take away all my fun. Nobody wants to go to hell.
Look, Amanda, DJ Magno Hood, Magno Hood, o garoto fera da sequência.
Cold, beef, porridge in the pot. Come and save yourself.
Bless up to all the people like Miss Jackie. several down there in Jamaica. Hey, sister, how you doing? You know, you're supposed to come out and promote your thing, but don't make 2022 and you don't come and bring something to the people. Yes, I'm going to talk about a lot of things. I'm going to talk about who is giving me music, who is open up. Yeah, Jackie, you're one of them who opened up to me from early on in 2021. And then there's a lot of other people who done some things who made me feel nice and feel good about playing some music. But this is the Wagwan Show on CRN Radio. And it's going to get a lot better in 2022. We got enough things for you and you and you. Yes, streaming, poetry. We're going to get more into presentation. The cobweb is going to finally come to fruition. The website is going to be there, and you're going to be able to interact with us on a lot of fronts. So don't feel bad now. Hey now.
Walking steady, just a passing through. Keeping step to the sweet old tune. Good memories while I burn some trees. Makes me wanna move. Nothing better than a melody that picks you up and gets you off.
I need to run over to Orlando to go see my friend, my real friend, Mr. Lizmo. I see, you know, dropping some pipes on this track. Hey, big up to George, Jungle Lava.
Steady, just a passing through. Keeping step to the sweet old tune. Good memories while I burn some trees. Makes me wanna move. Nothing better than a melody that picks you up and gets you off your feet. There's nothing now that can hold me down. My soul has been set free. Music's tried, makes me feel alive. Let's make forget all of the troubles that I keep inside. Changes how I feel, makes me feel better. Hey now baby, need a little rhythm in my life. When we're dancing, there's a sound for fuss and fight. Hey now baby, we need a little rhythm in our life. When we're grooving, everything will feel alright. Putting it behind with perfect timing, cause I'm right on time. Baby, I'm ready, so rock it steady. I wanna make you mine. So if you're down and you're feeling blue, I'll raise it up and play it loud for you. You can't resist and you know it's true. I'll get you in the mood. Music's try to make us come alive, so we can forget all the troubles that we keep inside. Change the way we feel, make it feel better. Hey now baby, we need a little rhythm in our lives. When we're dancing, there's no time for fuss and fight. Hey now baby, we need a little rhythm in our lives. Everything will feel alright.
Blessings and love to all the people over there in Sierra Leone who is going out in a competition. They have their own competition going on over there, the best for the little local artists over there. And I like that kind of vibe. We need some of that over here. But anyways, I'm going to give you what I got. And what I got right now is Grace Jones and Flying Robbie. Check it out. Robbie, you'll always be playing. All the people in We the North, Reggae North, Edgar, Tony, boy, I know you're heading up. Wait a second, you're supposed to be in Jamaica now, what?
Walking down the street, kicking cans, looking at the billboard, oh so rad, coming up the people, checking out the race, doing what I'm doing, feeling out of place, walking. Walking in the rain. Feeling like a woman. Looking like a man. Sounding like a no-no. Making when I can. Whistling in the darkness. Shining in the light. Coming to conclusion, rise, ignite, it's time. Walking, walking in the rain.
Grace Jones, in coordination with Sly and Robbie. Nice, slick little piece out there. Back to Icos Rastaman. Check it out. This is what he says in 2021. And you'll hear it again in 2022 because Poetic Sam is going to play it for you. Hey, this is CRS Radio with Poetic Sam on the turntable. Should be joined pretty soon by Miss Janet on the Move Lumley. This is the year. I know this is the year that Lumi came out. And let me tell you, folks, let's take advantage. Let's roll it our way. Let's be woke with our what's going on. Lumi, our to spend, to trade, to do all the things we can with it. All right? Give you a little bit more about that later. Once Miss Lumi come on, she'll be able to tell you about that. The cobweb is coming up, and we're going to come big in 2022. We're not going to lie down with no more. We're going to make a whole other things too for you and you. All right? Let's do it. I got the Rastaman.
This is a special delivery. The Rastaman. Talking about the Rastaman.
Man, Ruler of creation, you have the kind man, the Rasta man, talking good, real things long time ago. No one never used to listen. Even now, they're still not listening because one of the confusion is who is a real Rasta man from not a real Rasta man. Sometimes the cinema, you don't know. It's not like before, you say, well, them are wearing under them thumb. They have it out long, and you think it's a Rasta man, but it's not a Rasta man because you don't know where I'm from. He could be American, he could be Jamaican, but then he could be an Englishman acting like a Rasta man. Just like history man say, Lucky Dube.
Kasani and Kule, Lucky Dube, real Rastaman from South Africa. This is the informative instrument from Jamaica.
Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube. Lucky Dube, still can't believe that till you pass away. Mama never lost hope, she never give up courage. She called him Lucky because of few miscarriage. Man, I was sold down in South Africa. 1964, no must remember. He's the smallest of three, him a poor big sister. Never grew up with a mother, or with a father. Just a little nice granny, name is Sarah. The youth worked very hard as a teenager. Lucky do, lucky do, lucky do day. Same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky do, lucky do, lucky do day. The same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky do, lucky do, lucky do day. The same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky do, lucky do, lucky do day. We just can't believe that you passed away. Attended KwaZulu Natal University. Him joined the school choir because him have a plan. After that him put together this highway band. This is the informative history man. Lucky Dube link up with some next musician with a brand new name, Lovers Brother Band. Released them first album 1981. Rasta never died, the album comes second. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, still can't believe that till you passed away.
Me want everybody to listen to this. He was the best-selling African recording artist. 1994 signed to Motown Record. That's how me know Lucky Dube a move hard. 22 albums before him passed away. And some brand new one them a put out same way. Man serious like a judge and know me not last. And him start the movie name fighting the dark. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, Lucky Dube, still can't believe that you passed away. So pick up Lucky son name Tukazane, and pick up him daughter name N. Kule. Vocalist, guitarist and a keyboard player. He was killed on the 18th of October. Shoot him down like a bird in a Johannesburg. Enough people shot them still can't say a word. The cause of shooting them said your hijacking. But a long time Babylon did a try to kill him. Lucky do, Lucky do, Lucky do babe. Same yesterday, tomorrow and today. Lucky do.
Wagwan show with the man, Poetic Sam, doing it, trying to say congratulations, trying to send out some congrats and wishing them the best in Sierra Leone, those African brothers and sisters who are doing things on their own, you know, their show, they know, they hearing me, hey, Vicla, what's up, man, you know, can we check in Kenya? I know it's somewhat 7 hours ahead, so you'll hear me at some other time. This is Poetic Sam, and I'm just giving you what's on my mind. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Atanal. In here.
Hey. Mm-hmm. What story is she? Everyone look someone else to blame. Mm-hmm. But no one now blame themselves.
No blame themselves.
How this really ever come to man? Meditation is the highest weapon, especially in a time like this when everyone seems inhuman. Meditate. Everyone is looking someone to blame on. It's not strange, but it is so wrong. Hey. Blame it on COVID, if that's a word. Blame it on the children, still not the worst. Blame it on the environment, but no one a blame themselves. Inhuman, inhuman, inhuman. This world full of inhuman, 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 inhuman. This world full of inhuman. Yeah. Check the vaccine, check the chlorophyll. Check the clothes, them the animals skin. Check the pens, books and the bills. Even the garbage bin. It's in the food that we eat. We can't escape it. It's a population control. Technology advanced, yet still them can't advance to solve them the problem.
Still the problem.
Hey. Every year it gets worse. Be a gonna burst, then blame it on the music. Hey. I try to elude it. Hey. Insanity doing the same thing over again, hoping to get a different result. It not go work now. It not go work. Inhuman, inhuman, inhuman. This world full of inhuman, 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 inhuman. This world full of inhuman. Children are the future. Help them to grow.
Yeah.
Why you are targeting them?
What?
Hey. Inhuman. 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 This world full of us inhuman.
Yes, Atanal, inhuman, we have a lot of those, you know, a lot of questions like those you've been asking all year, 2021, one of those years. One of those years I'll never forget, rest of my life, and I'll see how long if it's going to go into 2022. As a matter of fact, it's not from 2019. Kind of funny, kind of questionable, kind of, a lot of that come to your head, you know. And you call up your friends and you try to talk and you try to understand what's going on and you try to find the people who are woke. But there's a lot of people still sleeping, you know. But guess what? We have to go far. That I say,
every day I'm come from the corner, I'm telling you. And I say one day things are going better.
Oh, yes.
All things are going better. If we're not good, I'm going to work for. I'm telling you. Go far, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself, rise for better. morning a job me gon' take. You see them a imply on the site this week. Stop, me talk to the supervisor. Him tell me yes, me to ace them cock up to like what? Must get some money in the bank book, yeah. Me want buy a house and a piece of acre. Me children education, me want further, cause me no want them go up and come to no love, yeah. Over, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself, rise for better. Over, no steady and stutter. If you want things better in a life, you have to go far. Over, no steady and stutter. So much good things, oh, let you go far. Over, no steady and stutter. You have strong mind and willpower. Seek Jah, no wait till later. That's the only way you can get inspired to work towards the goal to better future. Ciao. People may want to know later, yeah. One day things will get better, but you have to keep your head above the water. One day things must get better, but you cannot see no gangster and a waiter. Over, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself, rise for better. Over, no steady and stutter. If you want things better in a life, you have to go far. Over, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself and come out of the gutter. Over, no steady and stutter. If you want things better in a life, you have to go far. Life is all you take it, brother. Life is all you take it, sister. All the good things you have to keep and remember. Fix the bad things, them now or later. Go back, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself and rise for better. Go back, no steady and stutter. If you want things better in a life, you have to go far. Get up this morning, that job big and sick. You said them a imply from the site this week. Me stop, me talk to the supervisor. Him tell me yes, me to eat them cock up to like what? Must get some money in the bank book, yeah. Me want buy a house and a piece of acre. Me children education, me want further. Cause me no want them go and come to no gangster. Brush up, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself and rise for better. Brush up, no steady and stutter. If you want things better in a life, you have to go far. Brush up, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself and come out of the gutter. Brush up, no steady and stutter. You want things better in a life, you have to go far. Life is all you make it, brother. Life is all you take it, sister. All the good things you have to keep and remember. Fix the bad things, them know or later. Go back, no steady and stutter. Brush up yourself, rise for better. Go back, no steady and stutter.
Yes, Danai J, straight out of New York City. I have seen him very active, always trying to put himself out there, trying to get a little bit of something done. Yeah, no, big up to the man, Danai J, trying his thing, you know, that's one of his cuts, really nice cuts. We have to go far. We can't expect no one to give it to us. You know, some people like to beg too, so you know how that goes. All right, Poetic Jam right here on TRS Radio. TRS Radio.
I am like
the man I interviewed last week, not the Paul.
I am like Job, only say I'm not wearing a robe. The faith is higher than the mountain. Yeah, man, I'm not a part of the new type, old boy. Big loud music. We're on! You know. Just one step at a time. I'm gonna reach where I am going. I'm gonna wake up in the morning and shine.
bad-minded people can't have me spellbound. Working their tricks to try keep me down. It stays on my hip cause I won't be in a clown. In the moon corruption, yes, they go down. Can't stop the fire from burning. Can't stop the table from turning. Just one step at a time. You organize. All you're doing is just criticize. Just be wise and get yourself organized. If you don't know what you are, do you are gonna get chastised. Still winning, no thanksgiving. But many people don't know what we live in. Powers and blessing that them missing. Anytime you pass them, see them kissing. I never been a bogus. I gotta keep my focus. Pick up the one that will come before us. Yeah. I never been a bogus. I gotta keep my focus. Pick up the one that will come before us. Just one step at a time. I'm gonna reach where I am going. I'm gonna wake up in the morning and shine. My dream, I won't let them ruin. The people can't have me spellbound. Working their tricks to try keep me down. It stays on my hip cause I won't be in a clown. In the moon corruption, yes, they go down. Can't stop the fire from burning. Can't stop the table from turning. Just one step at a time. I'm gonna reach where I am going.
Nutty Paul, he's an old boy. I like that one. Here he is again, fronting for my girl, Kitty Chick. Listen, next year, watch out for her. Watch out for Kitty Chick, I'm telling you. Straight out of Kenya, the good vibes, the good vibes. And some real smooth songs. He called this one Drowning.
Introducing to the world, Kimmy Shay, most talented, yeah. Most beautiful.
Raise the record.
No, no.
I'm drowning in your love.
Drowning in your love.
Every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
You're the shiver in my thigh. You make my body go la la, go la.
Thank you. This little sister is gonna be here everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. You're gonna hear her, Kimmy Shake. Not gonna drown. She's gonna be standing above the water. Let's go.
Introducing to the world, Kimmy Shake, most talented, most beautiful.
Make the rain come.
No, no.
Bring your queen and leave your machine has a pure good vibe on the scene. Rocksteady, baby, rocksteady, rocksteady, rocksteady. We've been working all week and we just wanna unwind. Gonna turn my phone off, forget my boss and free my mind. It's the weekend, baby, ain't got a care in the world. I'm gonna rock my head to this funky beat, gonna move my feet. You the lick, I got me tipsy, got me whining on my baby. I don't care, don't judge me, just rock if you're with me. It's rock steady, baby, rock steady. How we a jamming at the housing scheme. Bring your queen and leave your machine, cause a pure good vibe on the scene. Rock steady, yeah. Rock steady.
Yes, yes, Keisha, Rock City, we Rock City, and we got some people out there Rock City in the traffic with all of this for this Christmas season, but you know what, I want to celebrate Kwanzaa, I want to celebrate no Christmas, all this rushing and this fussing and all of that going on. Kwanzaa starts from the 26th of December, and remember, you can listen to all kind of Kwanzaa celebration. She should be coming in here talking about that. I don't know. She hasn't gotten here yet. Who am I speaking of? Miss Janet on the Move Lumbly. And you can catch her on Saturdays on Eglinton TV right after my other show. I'm done at 2. She starts at 3. We're working on linking up some of this stuff so that, you know, you don't miss one of us, you know, and miss the other. So you'll get us both. We are also doing some virtual. We're also doing the cobweb. We're also setting up ways to collect all these musician royalties. The cobweb is about promoting artists from, you know, emerging to stardom. We're about playing, you know, all these unknown artist music. A lot of what I'm playing right now is unknown. They're unknown artists. Keisha is big in New York. It doesn't matter where you are or what you do, as long as you do it good and it has a message and a message for people. And I don't deal with the cussing thing. I'm not going to teach the young ones to cuss. I'm going to teach them to have manners and respect, you know. No, and even woman has to if they want. So we can go with each and everything. This is CRS Radio and 40 Sam on the Music. Ooh, I'm going to give myself away. This is not the show. This is Wagwan, all right? That's how Wagwan. I'll just give you some of that. And I'm going to give you as much as I can. I'm going to pick up all the people who keep sending me music. Yeah, Marotos, here you are, straight out of the north. She sent me this one by Tanya P. Can't get enough. Big bad tune. Big enough. Why, if I had to vote for 2021, I'd vote this as one of the best tunes for 2021. Tanya P, can't get enough.
Take over, I just can't explain it.
I'm going to interpret all the way down here and say enough respect to Mr. Vanya. This is the first time he's tuning in all the way from Jamaica. Here we go.
All the ghetto queen, remember that your way home. Keep shining, flowering the ghetto. from the west of your mouth to the well, you are dressed with the best, yeah. Give me that smile and release me from the stress.
Baby, sing it out, baby, sing it out. We can make the whole world realize.
Happy song.
happy in life. Life is the best. It's a new day. It's a beautiful day.
If you have a goal in the life that takes a lot of energy, that requires a great deal of interest, and the doubt is a challenge to you, you will always look forward to waking up, to see forward up, to waking up, to what the new that's gonna bring. Don't give up, don't give up. If you find the person in your life, yeah, who will understand you in your life, yeah, who will share your ideas, believes everything that you're dreaming in. You will always look forward to the night, because you will never be alone, don't. Keep on not chasing your goals, cause you know the sky is the limit, yeah. Something sometimes it helps to swim a little deeper, deeper. Come on, you can't give up just because the little things are taking you this way, that way. Remember, you have the power to overcome the obstacles you're going through. But in the end of the day, you will life isn't worth it. You're more than a worth it. Come on, use what you have. Get what you want. Yeah, if you lack the freedom of life, freedom of movement, do what you want. Do everything that you can so that you can reach your life. Go on. Believe in yourself, never underestimate yourself, yo.
If you like it, yeah, don't give it up. If you like it, yeah, don't give it up. If you like it, yeah.
Yo, can't believe it, Jazz on the vent.
Yo.
It's a label, yeah.
if you have gold.
Hello, Miss Janet Ooh, Lovely. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully, Poet Exam. Yourself?
I'm not bad. I'm trying to tell the folks, hey, enjoy it all, because this is the last show for the year 2021.
Yes, can you believe it? Wow, amazing. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe 2021 only have something like what, 7 days to go?
Seven
more days to go. That's like unbelievable.
But
you know?
Then again, there's some people who can't wait for it to go.
Yes, and I would say I am one of those persons. Because it's so much, you know, that happened over the past year, not to mention last year, but this year, especially with this, whatever it is that's out there, and now we have a new variant that's happening, and it's here in Canada, like every minute, it's popping up everywhere. The numbers are going up, and it's just like it's a never-ending situation, like, I'm not sure how people are coping. You know, it would be nice to hear some people where they are in the world, like, how are they actually coping during these times, you know? It would be nice to know how they're coping.
If, you know, you're out there listening and you want to call and tell us what's going on wherever you are, 661-467-2407. You can call that number in. It's just a shame we don't have any
people
can call in. More people would do that if there was an 800 number. But
I was gonna say that maybe because of restriction in terms of long distance, you know? Maybe a lot of people don't have the privilege or opportunity to call in, so maybe that is something that could be considered, you know, starting the year off next year, is to maybe have a number that people can actually call in to voice their opinion about topics that, you know, we talk about, we discuss, and, you know, because it will be a brand new show coming 2022. You know, there's so much to discuss, so much to talk about, so much things happening in wherever we are in the world. Today, for example, the verdict came. And so now she's guilty. The officer now is found guilty, right, for first-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. That's what she was convicted of. But to me, they're very lenient with the time, the penalty. She's
time?
Only looking at 7 years. 7 years,
you know,
she's looking
all,
at. But the,
and she'll go in there and behave herself or whatever, because the first thing they're going to do, they're not going to put her with the general population for them to pick on her, for her to get into trouble, to, you know, extend her time. They put her in somewhere good, somewhere nice, she behave herself. And what they say, I think they say, if you go in there, you do, and you're good, you can only do 75%. So we're talking about 4 years. 4.5 years.
Yeah, but you know what I'm also looking at, too? Her lawyer was asking for her not to be locked up today. They wanted her to go home and then go back on the 18th of February for the sentences. And the prosecutor, along with the judge, agreed and said no. Just lock her up starting today.
You see, these people, they get that much and they're still asking for more. You're supposed to be at 20 years. She's supposed to be looking at, like, what, maximum 30 years.
The young man now, the daughter or son, who was 1 year old, won't have a father anymore. right?
Yeah, not even 7 years.
So they should take these things into account. And this is why in our community, a lot of youth don't have fathers, and for these reasons, because they're either taken away, locked up in jail, or taken away by what happened to what's
the
his name?
System.
I think Dante. Yeah.
Yeah. The same system. Same system.
It's crazy, man. Like, you know, and as a parent too, we have to now look into these things, which leads me up to the topic that I would like to share today, which relates to Kwanzaa. You understand? So,
right.
Yeah. So, right. So I'm just gonna be leading into that as it relates to Kwanzaa. So, all my life here in Canada, over 4 decades, I've always heard of Kwanzaa, but never really take the opportunity to, you know, dwell into it. I thought, I don't know what is this Kwanzaa here, they're talking about it, but as I go deeper into the Lumi, which led me into the Pan-Africanism, because that's what SOAD is all about. That's the principles that it is working on, are working with Marcus Garvey movements and stuff like that. And because I went on board with the Lumi this year, and now I'm in the government with that, I decided to take a deeper look at Kwanzaa to find out that it is something that, as a nation, for us as African-American or African-Caribbean, African people, I believe that is one of those movements we should celebrate, right? We should take the time out as a community and really actually celebrate it, because there are several principles, and the seven principles we can apply to our daily lives. And I was saying to somebody today, I don't believe that Kwanzaa should just be celebrated those 7 days in the year, which is December 26th to January 1st, right? I think it's something that should be a part of our daily lives, you know, because it covers all components. So it's not as, a lot of people ask, what is Kwanzaa? It's not a it has nothing to do with spirituality. It has but you can incorporate it in there. It has to do with culture. Right. It's a cultural kind of movement. Because when you look at Diwali, you look at Ramadan, you look at Anuka, right? They're celebrating these time frames throughout the year. So this is why Dr. Malana Karenga decided to look at it and said, as black people, we never had anything to celebrate. So he came together and put this together to form Kwanzaa, right, in 1966. But I realized that there are people around the world who are actually celebrating it. It's just that we just need to put it out more. So you have the different components. You have unity, right? We need to celebrate that as a nation, right? Which is something that we try to strive for each and every day, to say we need to come together. So here is the time. So that's day one, which they call it Umoja, unity, Umoja. So that's day one. And within that moment, you know, family, friends, everybody would come together. But as a result of COVID with us here in Canada or Toronto, we only allow 10 persons inside the house. So we can't have more than 10. And sometimes our family consists of those 10, right? So this year, because of the Omicron, we're not allowed to have more than 10 this year, right? But it basically says Umoja, which is unity, is to strive for and maintain unity in the family, in the community, in the nation, and in the race, right? So it's all these combination of different persons coming together to create a unity amongst ourselves. Not only that, when you meet the, you meet with food, right? And it's one of those that they said you it's the first day, first of everything where you harvest. You're harvesting food, and you're supposed to have sweets in there like fruits. I was doing some research a few days ago to find out that plantain, like ripe plantain, is one of those that can be a part of that movement on day one, right? So you can prepare plantain with some kind of food culturally that we're familiar with. And you make that be a part of that for that day. Then you have day two now, which is self-determination. That's where you bring more love into what's going on. And that day is Kuji Chagulia. Kuji Chagulia, right, which is self-determination, right? And again, we're speaking for ourselves. Everything is about self, right? So you create for yourself, you name for yourself, you speak for ourselves. So everything is us coming together as a unit. And I'm so thankful that I was able to join you on this journey, Poetic Sam, as it relates to self-determination. Because we started this movement with Wagwan earlier, because as I mentioned, it's something that was inspired, and we decided to say come together and the show would be called Wagwan. And it is so fitting now, even with self-determination, that we already started on that journey. So we started the unity, right, part of it.
Right.
We also started self-determination, and if others could join us to create a nation of something, it doesn't matter what it is, let's put forces together, right? I'm not sure if you want to take a break because there are other components of it, or if you want to go into some music again because there are the five other parts of it that we need to talk about. Okay. So if you want to take a break or play some music,
yeah,
you know, celebrate. And if you could, I'm not sure, I mean, if you could find, maybe during your break, if you could find the Kwanzaa song, there's a song. You could end tonight's show with that song. Yeah. So I'm
okay,
just saying,
I'm
you know, it's
I
like,
look,
if
I'll,
you want to take
I'll
a break
look.
And then we can continue.
Yeah, I'm going to drop a song in between, because I did mention to the audience that, yes, they're running out there and being busy. Some of them don't even have time to come on here right now and listen to us because they're so into Christmas. They're all into this Christmas thing, but...
because of what the colonizers,
yeah.
I would say, brainwash us into.
Right. So, for that, I'm gonna really shout out Empress Anna Paradise, because we celebrate, once we in unity can celebrate Kwanzaa, it will be like paradise, just like this sister said, Empress Anna Paradise.
By the system, we're left to wonder how long we'll stay alive. They chain us, they beat us, mentally captivate us, physically we're in turmoil. The condition it worsens, they rape our black sisters, then leave with a smile. And then we have our babies, they take them, they sell them, and leave us there to die. We wanna go to paradise, yeah, paradise, oh, wanna go to paradise, yeah, oh, paradise, yeah, wanna go to paradise, yeah, the paradise, yeah, we're left to wonder how long we'll stay alive. They treat us, they beat us, mentally captivate us, physically we're in turmoil. They take them, they sell them, and leave us there to die. We wanna go to paradise, yeah, that paradise. We wanna go to paradise.
Yeah. Empress Anna on that one. Paradise. We would like to call paradise our paradise, you know, which would be to have Kwanzaa. I found the Kwanzaa song and I'm going to really try to see if I can get it. I actually did not know. I knew about Kwanzaa a long time ago, but I did not even know that Teddy Prendergast sing the Kwanzaa. Either I did not know, I didn't remember it, because I've been around just like Janet for quite over, I was in Canada as well, first place I landed, down there in Toronto as well, and I knew about Kwanzaa, maybe about, I know it's less than 10 years after it. So, I know there's several. I just never actively got involved like that because I knew that there were things. There were always a process. I used to read the Jet magazine, the Ebony magazine, and they always talked about one. So it's not really a strange thing. It's just that we didn't kind of practice. That's what it was. We didn't practice. So, because we didn't practice, we didn't know enough. And, you know, when you got older, you know, that was when I was, you know, those years. When you got older, people never did it. We were just living, you know. Like sometimes my sisters and I get, you know, we open up and talk about the fact that, you know, growing up, a lot of us just grew up. And just, if we had brothers and sisters at home, there's some of us that didn't really grow together. As quick as we were old enough, we were gone. You know, trying to live our own lives. And because of that, we didn't do things like concentrate and celebrating Kwanzaa. We didn't do things like that. Recognizing blackness really as who we are, the unity, strength, and just being in one accord as people of the same culture, race. We were a lot into what the music was about, what the colonizers are trying to do, because of course we learned from we were in the Caribbean country. Oh, Christmas is coming, so we're going to do... Yeah, we did food. Food was the only thing that's in Kwanzaa that we really actively took a part in going to or having or preparing food to eat at this time. Yeah. So it's a process that I think we were... so that we can live. And to that, what are your thoughts? What do you have to add on that? Hello, are you there?
Yes. And you know what? I definitely gonna agree with what you're saying. And sometimes with other culture where there's so much into their culture, right? From childhood, with us, especially once we arrive here in Canada and our parents, you know, it's all about Christmas, you know what I mean? The gifts and everything, it's all about Christmas. Nothing about keeping the culture. So many of us lost the culture. Well, I don't know about you, Sam, but for me, we've lost the culture because are we focusing on Christmas, everything. But what I realized over the years, Christmas has become so commercialized. It's not even about the reason for the season.
Right.
It's about the reason for buying gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that mindset, no, we have to depart, get out of it, because so that these younger generation coming up now, they have something that they can so be a part of. And I don't know, for many of you, you may can relate to Carabana is a good example. That
right.
Carabana started here in Toronto in 1967. And when a group of Caribbean persons from Trinidad, Jamaica, and rest of the Caribbean came together, these founders in 1967, and I'm saying this because I was also part of the Carabana team. I was one of the, for 3 years I was a treasurer. So I'm talking from internal. And
I performed on Carabana, that the whole down the University Avenue thing, 3 times.
Right. Okay. So I was actually inside, from the inside looking out. And when it was taken away by the Scotiabank and everyone else who was involved, I get to realize that these younger generation, they would pay any amount of money, anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 for a costume to be in this event. And now that it's no, I mean, since COVID, that hasn't been there. So my hope is for Kwanzaa to be something like a Carabana. Not necessarily with a costume and all of that, but at least everybody has something that they can talk about.
Right.
Culturally. Right? So that's one of my wish that I'm open. And again, through the Lumi and through SOAD, come next year for 2022, it would be something that will be celebrated within that government, because we have a calendar of events that SOAD recognizes, and now it's on the calendar. It would have been celebrated this Wednesday, but because it's short time based on when the idea came about, we decided, okay, it's going to happen in 2022. So for 2022, it's going to be one whole week of Kwanzaa celebration. Right?
Yeah,
for those of us in the community who are looking for a business opportunity, here is a perfect way to start a business with just selling Kwanzaa items, merchandise, online. Because you're looking out there and all you're seeing is just ornaments for Christmas. You're not seeing anything for Kwanzaa. So if you can prepare to make them and put them out there, people will buy, especially the, I've been looking for Kinara, right?
Uh-huh.
The Kinara is the older for the candles. And it's made special way. Yeah, it's made of wood. I was speaking to somebody this morning, and they make stuff out of iron, right, and our metal. And I'm saying, you know what, here is an opportunity for you to make a business from it. Nothing will happen for this year, but people will probably start buying it for next year. And the colors are beautiful colors, red, green, and black, which is the Pan-African color. Right? That's Marcus Garvey colors. So, you know, it's a lot there. I'll be talking about the other principles, right, as it relates to us. So we have collective work and responsibility, which is which that's the symbol of, it's called, that symbol is Ujima, right? And if you type it in, everything is on Google. So if you look at Ujima, and what Ujima says is to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our own. Isn't that amazing? So if you have a brother who's experiencing certain things, you're going to know, put yourself in their shoes and try to experience it too. If you can help them, you try to help them. That's what, that means you're working together. So whatever you take on as a problem, me, myself, would take it on and we'll work it out together. That's what that day three is all about. It's called collective work and responsibility. Ujima. Then we go on to Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. That's the one now that we support one another. So if I know Sam has his business in the area and somebody else has that, what we would do, we would support each other's business.
Yeah.
It's like you're compelled to support his business and that one and that one and that one, right? Because this is all, and it leads back again to the looming with Soan. That was the concept. So we somewhat even reliving the loom is so odd in these principles. Because everything here, I'm saying here, that's what's really so odd objective. This is what their objective is, for us to build work together using the looming. So this is the whole idea here of Ujamaa. Then we have Nia, which is, that is, oh, I love this. And this is one of the purpose. This is the reason why I decided to choose this as a way of moving, changing my life towards this movement. Why? Because my business motto, our tagline, is journeying with a purpose. And it fits right here. Because in everything that we do in life, we should, must have a purpose for doing it. We can't just get up every day, oh, I don't know why I'm doing this. You have to have a reason. And what it says here, to make our collective vocation the building and development of our community in order to restore our people. As it relates to traditional greatness.
Yeah, very true.
Right? Yeah. So this is your job. This is Nia.
Yeah.
Then we go on, which is really purpose. Then we have Kumba, which is creativity. So here we're going to bring out the creativity in us. So, you know, I see a lot of Jamaicans here with this creativity. Because Jamaicans are so creative in terms of food, and I will stress on Jamaica because that's where I come from. So I have to speak of what I know. So maybe other cultures, says I'm not being biased or anything, I'm just touching on Jamaica because that's what I can relate to, right? And that's Kumba, right? Again, that's another reason for us to come together during this time. And by the way, these principles, you apply them every day. So it's from December 26th until New Year's Day, right? Every year. Then the last principle is faith. I know most of us, all of us, do things by faith. You're doing something and not knowing if it's going to work, but you have that faith that it will, right? And the definition here, what it says, which is Imani. So if you have a child and you name that child Imani, it also means faith. And what it means is to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and righteousness. And victory of our struggle. So we are now, this is where we have to come together to say, you know what, let's work together and continue to work together, especially based on where the ancestors left off, right? We need to take up that mantle, especially with the younger generation coming up, and let's work together. If you have an idea where we can implement to work with them, let's work with them to build. So I love the concept of Kwanzaa, seriously, and that's the reason why I chose not to do Christmas anymore. It's a choice that I chose. I just want to focus on these principles. You know what I'm going to do moving forward? I am now going to print each principle on an 8x10 and frame each one of them. And I'm going to put them in my sitting area. And each time when I put them there, I'm going to look at them. So that means I can't forget them.
Right.
And whoever is in my house.
The seven purpose, seven meanings, or seven purpose, I think they call it, seven purpose of Kwanzaa.
The principle.
Of Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
And if you have them outlined, you know, the funny thing is, coming back to discussing all of this, I remember when I was like, I'm trying to remember where I was in Canada at the time, in Toronto. I knew the buying frame I was in at that time. But, you know, you going through all of this and saying all of this, I'm now remembering that there was a time when I was actively doing some of this stuff. But I didn't have anyone because there were three of us that used to be together. And I was the only one out of all three that was interested in it. So you do it for a while and then forget it because there's no one else. I guess, you know, you always felt back then that you needed company to do something or you had to have company.
Yes.
My home wasn't doing it, but I was living on my own and my friends used to come around all the time. But I had this because I was one who was always reading Ebony and Jet magazine. So I saw it there all the time. And
I remember that one.
Read about it, you know, it was discussed over, I was living here at the time, but when you do come over here, you hear people talk, I think it was more highlighted back then. There was a time when it was very, very evident that people were, you know, more culturally sound than now. I really believe so. Now, looking at things right now, because think about it, if they were, from, and I'm talking about 1980, I'd say 79, I think around 77, 78, 79, until probably around 82 was when I was interested, that's when it was highlighted in my mind. As far as I can remember, it was all over because I think, like you said, it was in the 60s, and this guy, they were talking about it, and they were talking about implementing it, and they were talking about organizations to do, and black businesses, and giving the holidays, what do we consider holiday? And then when Martin Luther King holiday on January came up, they were saying it should be, you know, with that as well because it's in January and it's at the end of the beginning of January and he's in January, but he was all the way down on I think the middle of January or the 19th of January somewhere there. So. This is just jogging my mind back into those years and what used to happen. And you talking about doing something reminds me more of a revival, even more so than something that you start doing. It just sounds like a revival to me because I knew about it. It was nothing strange to me. You understand? So,
well, for me, it's not a revival or anything. It's new because, again, because of what was ingrained in us from the get-go about Christmas, my focus, even with my daughter, no granddaughter, but I'm trying to change the dynamic so that she can know forward to be cultural every year. And not just every year, because as an elder to her and many young people, you have to know set examples. So at least it would be nice to know that next year you hear every old soul is saying, oh, I'm looking forward to Kwanzaa, because it can be fun. You can make it fun. Bring back some of the cultural stuff from Jamaica or wherever we're from. Incorporate mm-hmm. it in what we're doing. You know, I was watching a video the other day from Jamaica last year. This young man, he was showcasing Grand Market Day. And tomorrow is Grand Market, will be Grand Market in Jamaica, right? And Sam, I don't know if you remember Grand Market, what went on during Grand
yeah,
Market.
I remember it, and I heard about a lot about it, you know.
Yeah. So growing up in Jamaica, it was a day where persons would just go to this. That's why it's called Grand Market, because it's a big market of so
right.
many things that you could get. And in Jamaica, I saw somebody posted something yesterday where all the crockeries, we call them, all the dishes were taken out of the cabinets, and they were washed, right?
Yeah.
Put outside, washed. They're glistening. And then they would clean out that cabinet, and people are preparing their sorrel drinks, their cake, and food for Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
Which Kwanzaa wasn't something, yeah. So I do believe, we thought of Christmas. And by the way, I must say, you could still celebrate Christmas, because that's more like on a religious kind of, sitting or...
Yeah.
More Christian. So Kwanzaa doesn't stop you from celebrating your normal celebration.
Well, that,
right?
That's what I'm saying. What they used to say.
Yeah.
They used to say it didn't stop you, especially the fact that it started on the 26th of December. So you can,
right.
you can
yes.
celebrate Christmas, and then the next day you celebrate Kwanzaa. Some people chose
right.
not to celebrate Christmas because it was some former Christian, or it not to their belief, and still is, because the Rastafarians don't celebrate Christmas. The Jews alone, the Arabs, that like the Muslims, they don't celebrate Christmas. So there are sectors of the people that didn't. So. It like you said, it doesn't stop you depending on who you are, what you how you view things. You can still enjoy, partake in the Christmas festivities if you want. And because most of us parents or most of us siblings and family do celebrate Christmas, it's hard for you to live amongst them so much doing it, and you're just not doing it, you know? It's not that it's impossible, but most likely you're going to say, well, you know, I want to
yeah,
take part.
Yeah, I am going to agree with that, too, because Saturday, my sister is having, because she's a Christian,
mm-hmm.
so they're having Christmas dinner, as we know it. But guess
right.
what? I am going... But not to celebrate the day.
Right. But the party.
Because it's been so long now with the year, it's just a way of us meeting up together after not being, because of this COVID situation. It's a way, though, that we can meet as family and can come together, but I'm hoping that next year with Kwanzaa will make a big difference, right? With that coming together kind of unity within the family. You know, so I'm really looking forward to the celebration this year, because I decided late on to celebrate it and not understanding what it represents. I decided to, I'm doing it, but I don't get everything together, but I have it in my mind where my focus will be.
Yeah, it's seven days of
Yeah, it's 7 days of again. So, people, let's think what it represents. So, seven principles that we need to look at. And it's something that is applied to our daily lives. It's nothing that you're doing out of the ordinary. It's just that now, it's because of the time of year, and not many of us are Christians, or not many of us believe in what the Christianity as it relates to Christmas, they came together and put these principles together. And just think of unity, day one, which is umoja. Self-determination, kujishagulia. Self-determination, ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. Then we have ujama, which is cooperative economics. Nia.
Yeah.
Which is the purpose. Kumba, which is creativity. And Imani is faith. And I'm hoping that, you know, you could take notes on it. I'm hoping that you could share with us if you consider doing something, or maybe, you know, changing to a movement that's on. Because I believe if we can put all these principles together and each person can go out and talk about it, maybe this is going to help us to unite as a nation. Because we'll be speaking the same language. We'll be understanding 50, 40, 30 families can come together under this one umbrella and celebrate. We could even have an outdoor event. Although it's winter, we could have an outdoor event. Where some people are fortunate because it's warm where they are. But for me, it's winter
like
where
myself.
I am.
Like myself, yes, it surely can organize. That is, you know, this is real. Touching that at this time, this would be a perfect opportunity to create unity amongst us because of how we're living right now.
I'm gonna agree. And yes, totally agree, 100%. And I'm gonna again just say, people, if you're listening, please, please, please sign up for the Lumi, right? Because it's getting better, and I'm hoping that January come again. We'll be talking a little bit about Kwanzaa, how we celebrated Christmas. Well, if you celebrate Diwali, if you celebrate Christmas, if you celebrate Hanukkah, if you celebrate Ramadan, we can meet and let's compare, let's talk about, because now we all have a cultural component that we can talk about. Other than Christmas, there's something else now that we can relate to, and it's something tangible. Kwanzaa is a tangible movement. It's something that we can apply it in our daily lives. So, you know, that's just my take on that. And Sam, I'm seeing that the time is going down. I'm going to maybe listen to what you're saying. Maybe you'll have a chance to play a few more songs. But people,
well,
once again,
you know,
thanks for listening.
Yeah, go ahead, because we only have like 5 minutes to go.
So people, I'm just going to say, once again, thanks for listening to us this afternoon or this evening. I'm hoping that 2022, because this will be the last show for 2021. I'm hoping 2022 can bring lots of prosperity, abundance, blessings for you and your family. And I myself, as I move forward, we know next year we're coming in with bigger. Maybe we're not going to be on a, maybe we'll be in a, another setting that we can actually relate, see each other. Because the way our technology is going, it's possible for next year. So Wagwan can be on a different platform.
I predict it will be in a different platform where we're more, you know, I mentioned that earlier because I just, what I did with the show earlier was to mention little things, thankful for little things that, you know, we did this year and what we're looking forward to next year. And, you know, on my way out, I'm going to just say, yes, we're, you know, we're looking for some amazing happenings come 2022. And, you know, on Saturday when I, that's going to be the last for 2021 as well. So I'm saying come and join, and I will finish the conversation a little bit because it's Kwanzaa is really a happy feeling. It's not strange to me, so I'm digging back into my memory bag and also my spiritual realm that I was at the time. I didn't understand how deep it was, and the idea was to keep it. But since I didn't get to keep it going the same way, I didn't throw it away, it's still here. And Jonathan and I are here today. She's on the move, and I'm on the move, and I will catch you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to us.
Happy Kwanzaa, everyone, and a happy, happy, happy New Year.
And with that, I'm going to say amazing love by the one I just rest on the way out. And have a happy, happy Kwanzaa. Or whatever you have, make sure it's real.
What does it profit a man? How can you gain the world and lose? Truly amazing. So when you got that love, you not be far like you're craving. No, my brothers and sisters, go seek the love of Jah. This is truly amazing. Cause when you got that love, you not be far like you're craving. No, no. Cause you don't want no money, nah, no bank, you not be do not a saving. Not be run no raffle ticket, nah, no fundraising. All you got to do is just praise him. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, you praise him in the heat. Praise him when you're going out, you praise him when you're coming in. Praise him when you're walking, you praise him when you're talking. Praise him when you're driving, the way you're surviving. Go take the love of Jah. This is truly amazing. So when you got that love, you not be far like you're craving. Now my brothers and sisters, go take the love of Jah. This is truly amazing. Cause when you got that love, you not be far like you're craving. Now, now, you should seek ye first the kingdom of Jah and all his righteousness. Then everything will be added unto us. All we got to do is praise him continually. He's the omnipotent one for you and me. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh Jah, the lift of Lord, our living God, the world rightful ruler. None before and none come after.
hard like you're craving. Now my brothers and sisters, cause it's the love of Jah, it is truly amazing. Cause when you got that love, you're not big boy like you're craving. Now, now.
About material things, just to use it to show up on them my finances change. When they leave in the face of this earth, they're taking nothing. Only one suit of clothes and them schemes. Oh, see the love of Jah, it is truly amazing. Cause when you got that love, you're not people like you're craving. Now my brothers and sisters, oh, see the love of Jah, it is truly amazing. Cause when you got that love, you're not big boy like you're craving. No, no.
It's true. Yes, folks. It's over.